The amendment that we plan to put on 1165E that we've proposed in front of you here today will change the bill to be a more streamlined process for just the refund process. The way the bill was before, it would have allowed you to opt out preemptively, which would have required you to, which would have required the co-ops, the DANR, so on and so forth. That would have been a little bit more of a nightmare administratively for them. But having heard the concerns from people around the state of South Dakota that run co-ops and having worked with them closely to come up with language that should satisfy their needs, that's why we come before you with 1165E.